97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We're going to make sure that people have hand sanitizers, that we do temperature screenings, and also make masks available to people that are attending the event.
The vice president there talking about the hand sanitizers, the things they're going to be doing for the president's rally in Tulsa, where they're going to have probably a standing room only crowd out there. He'd been taking a lot of heat for that. Didn't seem to have a problem with the protesters, but they got a problem with that. Right now, I've got a special guest. He is Missouri Governor Mike Parson joining us this morning to talk more about this and other issues. Governor, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, sir. Saw your news conference yesterday talking about the fact that the state is open for business.
Yeah, we're excited about that. We're ready to go. I think the people of the state are ready to go. As I travel around, you can see everybody's kind of a little excited about that. And it's time to get the economy going, time to get people back to work. And we got an opportunity to get through this virus and move forward, both handling the virus and handling the economy. And I'm confident we can do it here in this state. So I was looking for destiny and moving this state in the right direction.
You know, Governor, there was no playbook here, right? I mean, you're in the middle of a primary election right now and then facing a general election. Some of your opponents have said that you didn't react quickly enough. Some others have said you overreacted to this. We were kind of making this up as we went along. Nobody knew what to expect here, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Mark. And let me tell you, on the political side of it, I haven't even been engaged. I couldn't even tell you what people are saying on the political side of it. All I know is it took everything I could do to be governor of the state of Missouri for 90 days, and that was my whole focus. And what was so frustrating about the whole situation early on, we just couldn't get accurate information to make decisions until I finally just says, the heck with all these models out there on the national level, we're going to build our home in Missouri. When we did that, that was the turning point of how we turned the corner on the virus and really started to be able, instead of being on the defense all the time, we started going on the offense and really started to tackle the situation at hand and what was really happening. So that was one of the biggest factors I had. Just took a while to get there.
Yeah, true. You know, I'm looking at your Missouri COVID-19 dashboard, which I think everybody in the state of Missouri needs to go to this page and look at it, because it really tells you the number of cases, how much they've increased the last 24 hours, the last 7 days. There are stories all over the place, Governor, about numbers spiking in certain states across the country, and people are speculating on whether that means we need to start considering limiting people going out again. What's your reaction when you see the numbers starting to go up in some places?
Yeah, look, the national media is putting a pretty negative spin on that, to say the least, even some here in our state. But the reality of it is, you want the numbers to go up there. You want to identify who is positive that's out there. That doesn't mean they're going to be in the hospital. It doesn't mean they're going to ICU beds. And all of that has to be looked at under the same umbrella. In other words, okay, COVID-19, because we're doing, over 12,000 tests a day last week, which we were doing 3,000, you're going to find more people out there, which is the whole goal. What you always have to look at, and when you mention that dashboard, you got to look how many people is it going in the hospital? Are those numbers really growing? How many people are in ICU beds? How many people are on ventilators? And those numbers have stayed the same. Basically, the hospital stays for quite some time. And so you got to take all that into factor. But I'm telling you, in Missouri, we're in much better shape than a lot of the states around us.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, ultimately, and I saw some of the numbers from St. Louis County, there's no questioning that the statistics support the fact that the vast majority of the deaths in the state, right, came from nursing-type facilities.
Right. You know, one of the things, Mark, that we realized, you know, once we got into that a little bit, who your high-risk people was, the African-American community, the nursing homes, the prison systems, the food processing. And we were really, once we kind of got all that kind of figured out a little bit, we were able to take all our resources and start utilizing for those areas, what we call those high-risk areas. When we first started out, I was trying to spread resources all over the state because we just didn't know where this thing was going to go, who it was going to affect. And you really just had a whole battlefield of the state of Missouri, and you couldn't figure out just where the main battles were. And we did later on. So that, again, is the reason we could put all our, you know, all the resources we needed to try to stop in that St. Louis region.
There are some people that still wish St. Louis County and city would maybe reopen at a quicker pace. Have you had conversations, Governor, with Dr. Sam Page or with Lyda Crewson about that?
Yeah, I have. I mean, all along, I've been in communications with the mayors across the state weekly for probably 14, 15 weeks, kind of telling them what we were doing on the state level, what we thought, what we've seen, and we're sharing that information. But look, I think it's time that we, one of the things I was trying to do is get everybody kind of on the same page on the June 15th to say, hey, let's all kind of try to do this together. If you feel like it's safe, if you feel like community safe, but let's make people of the state of Missouri know what the rules are. And let's just open this thing up so everybody knows the same, no matter whether you're in St. Louis or whether you're in you know, Polk County, Missouri. It doesn't matter. You know what the same guidelines are.
You know, Governor, on a different issue this morning, the other thing that's really been consuming people's attention in the country is the issue of policing and how do we make it better. And as a former sheriff, I know that that's a subject that you've spent a lot of time looking at. What police reform steps do you support? Because there are people in the city of St. Louis, the Democratic Party down here, polling its members on whether or not we should disarm and defund the police.
Yeah, well, those would be two terrible options, I can tell you that right there, for either one of them. You know, Mark, what people need to realize, before this incident in Minnesota happened, and you know this, but just a little over a year ago, people were asking me to send in the highway patrol. They want more officers, want more enforcement because of the homicide rates in the major metro areas. Those things haven't changed. That violent crime is still out there. And I know this is a hot issue right now with what happened in Minnesota. But, you know, you got to be real careful just trying to go out there and do what I want to say, a knee-jerk reaction to a problem. It's going to take some time. Can law enforcement do better? Sure we can. There's always ways we could do things better. But when you start talking about defunding the police, I mean, and who's going to take their place? Who's going to work a traffic wreck? Who's going to work a missing persons? Who's going to do an assistance when you have a flat tire on the side of the road? I mean, there's just so many things that happen every day in the cycle of a law enforcement officer. And try to judge every law enforcement officer because there's a few bad actors. It's just not fair. Matter of fact, it's almost the opposite of what we're protesting about. You're trying to put them all in the same barrel, saying they're all bad because of some bad actors. And, you know, to me, we got to support law enforcement. And you got to have laws, you got to have rules, you got to have regulations in society. We've had that ever since the biblical days, and that's not going to change.
And you've got to have them enforced, right, Governor? Because nobody wants that person who got out of control and in Minneapolis putting his knee on that person's neck. That comes down to training, and it comes down to enforcement of those laws within individual departments. You can't see
you're exactly
arm.
Right, Mark. What that officer did is he broke the law, is what he did, and he has to be held accountable for it. I have always said this, if you put that badge on and you take that oath, like it or not, you've got to be held to a higher standard than the average citizen out there. And that's just part of wearing that uniform. And if you don't want to do that, then you probably shouldn't be wearing it.
Yep, good point. Finally, Governor, one last question. I did have one of your primary opponents, Sandra McDowell, on the program last week. She said she has asked you for a debate. Are you planning any debates during this primary?
I'm not planning on any debates right now. I mean, my plate's full with being governor and trying to get this economy going back. That's my priority right now. I'm right back to working on doing what we can to finish up on this virus. But for me right now, it's about jobs, it's about infrastructure, and it's about building our state back up right now. You know, voters will decide that in the primary. I mean, she's, been statewide before. People know who she is and some of the other candidates out there. You know, they got to make their own niche. They got to do their campaigns. I got to worry about what I got to do.
All right. Governor Mike Parson, I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Tomorrow. Yes, sir. We'll talk to you soon. There you have it. I wanted to be sure I told Sandra McDowell that I would ask that question if I talked to the governor, and he clearly is not planning on any sort of debate during the primary.
Oh. Fair enough.
There you have it. You heard it from his mouth. 314-241-9797. Our small business showcase coming up. And we got Lewis Reed, president of the Board of Aldermen, on some of the changes they're making in the city on policing.